Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and one of the top economists on the planet. Someone that companies large and small pay attention to, because when Bill speaks, people listen, and we sure do around here. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be back.
Good to have you back. So, boy, howdy, have we got a good report this month.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
I'm excited. After a lost decade, this is I'm getting giddy about how things are going out here on Main Street, Bill.
Exactly. I really expected the index not to fall, far, but just to get the kind of change that we get month to month, the variation, the sampling error, the... I didn't expect it to come 0.2 points short of the all-time record from 1983. So it was amazing, and the records that we're setting, like record profit reports, and record numbers of people raising compensation, and
growth indicators, but also quality growth indicators, right? In other words, profitability doesn't seem to be suffering at the expense of growth.
Right. I mean, that's an indicator that usually lags. It makes me feel really good about what's yet to come, because it's always behind wherever the economy might peak, and it takes a while for profits to catch up and blah, blah, blah. So that's really a good indicator to have hitting at a record high.
Well, and so when you look at hiring, the hiring was just amazing, wasn't it?
Very solid number. Yeah,
we had a great May report, right?
From across
the country.
That we had, really. Yep.
And your folks reported 1/5 of a worker per firm on average. When you aggregate that, that's a lot of folks. That adds up to a big national number, doesn't it?
It's a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah, so we've had, I think the BLS is lagging behind and catching it up, because they have those first quarter doldrums and measurement problems. But even the BLS numbers, the government reported numbers, have been very good. And obviously we're getting a lot of growth. If you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics,
yeah, go ahead.
Get their report on how many new enterprises are founded versus the ones we lose while we got net job firm creation going on out there. It's good.
Well, exactly, and people are of course, they still got the issue of finding qualified people, right? That's still the number one concern, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's at a record high.
You get
level.
The idea Lots that these numbers openings. might be double if we had good enough employment, enough candidates.
Well, yeah, I think your point is excellent. As good as our GDP numbers are looking, and the Atlanta Fed's, got us well over 4% for the second quarter, as good as those numbers are looking, if we could fill this record number of job openings with people making stuff, the growth would be so much stronger.
Right.
Amazing.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. This is an example of what an economy can do when the government gets the heck out of the way.
Out of the way, exactly. You're right on. You're right on.
We had 8 years of a presidential administration that where we felt like he was mad at us. That he felt like that he was going to do whatever he could do to hurt us. Now, folks, that's not a partisan comment. That's not a Republican, conservative, Democrat, liberal comment. That's a marketplace comment. That's If I'm a partisan, I'm a marketplace partisan. I'm a Main Street partisan, Bill.
For all those years, 600 new regulations every year from the EPA alone. Think of that. How do you even know where they are and find them? And it's absurd.
Have you overlaid any of that information, the taxing, the Obamacare, the regulations, on a chart that shows also the NFIB index for those years? Have you done anything like that yet?
I haven't. That would be
wouldn't that be an interesting
idea.
Thing to see? The GD shows GD. What I would do is I'd try, and heck, I could do that. That's not that hard. GDP, stock market, what the stock market was doing, what regulations were doing, what taxes were doing, what Obamacare was doing, some of those things, track all those things, and you can see
it together.
Well,
that'd surely, you know, there'd be a negative relationship between growth and the number of pages in the Congressional Register of new regulations, which hit record high levels near the end of the Obama administration.
Stand by, Bill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.